Mickey Brady, you're still with us this morning, and as are you, Basil. We learned today that, Mickey, you first, the Hyde Park bomb suspect, John Downey, has insisted that unionists knew about the secret on the rum letters. He's given the first interview to the BBC since his trial collapsed. Sorry, I actually gave the interview to the Donegal Democrat, and he said the following. He said, as far as the unionists saying that they didn't know about the letters, I'm quoting him here, of course they knew, he told the Donegal Democrat. I got the letter in 2007, having applied through Sinn Féin in 2003. 4 years later, the application was granted as part of an ongoing process. In fact, maybe I should put that point first of all to you, Basil McRae. So he's making it very clear. Of course the unionists knew.
Well, all I can say is there's a public record that I was at a policing board meeting where it was, you know, explained in some detail. And, I mean, I have checked with the senior police sources, and their understanding is the same as mine, is that they, you know, 80 to 90% of the deal was out there. But I will also say there's been some misrepresentation as to what the situation was. It was a statement of the situation of fact. You know, are you going to progress some arrests or charges or whatever for, I don't know, about 180 people? And the answer was no. It was not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It was not some sort of dirty deal. It was a statement of fact. But it was known. It was discussed. It was not just in the policing board.
Letters were never discussed, though, were they?
Well, yeah, they had... That's a complete red herring. There was a process that got to 90%. Of course somebody was going to have to be told whatever the outcome of the inquiry was. And you know, Stephen, this was going on way before this scheme was put in place. Right throughout the Troubles, solicitors of people that felt that they might have some cause for concern were writing to the police and saying, what do you know about my client? And under data protection, there would have been responses coming back. All that this has really done is codified what's going on.
Mickey Brady, it's
not right to say that it wasn't there. It was known, albeit the detail, the precise detail may not have been there, but it was 99% known.
Mickey Brady, what did John Downey mean when he said that this application was granted as part of an ongoing process? What was the ongoing process?
Well, Stephen, I haven't read the article, so I can't comment on that, but I think the point that Basil makes is a valid one, because at the end of any process, someone has to be informed, and a letter seems to be the logical way of doing that. As Basil says, it was factually dealt with at the time, or the facts at that pertaining at that time were dealt with. And this whole issue about this, we tend to get these phrases repeated and reiterated all the time. Somebody makes a comment, this get out of jail free card. We're not talking about monopoly here. We're talking about real life. And at the end of the day, people got a letter to say that there was nothing pending at that particular time. But it was made clear, as far as I'm aware, that if more evidence or whatever came to light, then that would be pursued. And I think that is the issue. You know, and as Basil says, the policing board got extensive briefing on this.
All right.